WJFF has been talking to people on the air about so many important things. You may have missed what they're saying about us.
You have done a great public service here, having all these people on.
Really hope people are appreciating your local programming in a new and heightened way these days. I know I certainly am.
You guys have been so nourishing in terms of the programming and the voices you've shared.
Now we just need to hear from you. Give now at WJFFradio.org.
With COVID-19 on the rise in New York State, Governor Cuomo announced new COVID restrictions on bars, restaurants, and gyms, as well as residential gatherings in New York State. And effective tonight at 10 p.m., bars, restaurants, and gyms or fitness centers will be required to close from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily, so restricting those hours. Restaurants will still be allowed to provide curbside food-only pickup or delivery after 10 p.m., but will not be permitted to serve alcohol to go. Here to talk about the effects of this is somebody running a local restaurant. It's Jason Thompson of High Voltage Catskills in Mountaindale. Jason, how you doing?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Good, good. We're loading up on the Jasons here.
I hear you. Yeah. It's Friday the 13th, so that's, you know, there's something to that.
Our DJ Jason Tuga is coming on in an hour and 15 minutes, too, so... but in all seriousness, I mean, you're in the restaurant business. It's a tough business at the best of times. These are not the best of times. You've had to navigate, shifting COVID restrictions. Before we get into this latest round, do you want to tell folks about your restaurant?
Sure. I own a small, restaurant. It's called High Voltage. It's in Mountaindale, New York. It's a 25 seat restaurant and bar, so it's tiny. So the 50% capacity, it's difficult, you know, to operate with 12 or 13 people inside. So fortunately, we have a ton of outdoor space. We created a venue behind our restaurant called Creek Bar, which is basically, you know, self-explanatory. It's about a 300-foot walk into the woods behind our space. There's a creek back there. We have fire pits. We have picnic tables and patio heaters and an old vintage travel trailer, which is our bar setup. So in terms of, you know, nice weather, spring, summer, fall, I mean, we were really able to thrive, all things considered, because we had so much outdoor space. You know, we could spread everybody out and you know, social distance and make people safe and all that. So, you know, we're basically like a small tavern. We do burgers and fish tacos and things of that nature, local craft beers, et cetera.
Now, how long, when did you open up?
We opened this location December of 2018, so just about 2 years ago.
Okay, so you had some time, you know, before the dark times started.
Sure.
Earlier this year. And so, what do you think? What do you think of this latest round of restrictions?
You know, ironically enough, for us, it's not going to affect us because we literally changed our hours last week to 10 p.m. So. I mean, we're right now operating 100% outside. You know, even though we have the indoor capability, the 50% capacity, we haven't done that because it, you know, we just haven't felt safe, you know, doing that. So we've been outside, and you know, as the weather changes, it gets colder. You know, people aren't staying out as late. You know, we kind of have a natural curfew of cold weather. So,
yeah.
You know, 10 p.m. for us is not the worst thing. I have a lot of friends who own restaurants and bars, and I know that it's going to affect them, you know, in a different way than us. But
well, yeah, up, you know, up here in the mountains, 10 o'clock is late. Down
10 o'clock is
down,
like,
in the,
know,
city,
midnight.
10 o'clock is like you're just starting to head out for the night in the city.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we like to, we don't close super late, just be, you know, nothing good happens after, you know, midnight anyway, so we tend to wrap it up on a normal summer night around 11:30. So it's not the worst case scenario for us. I mean, for really the biggest challenge is trying to figure out winter, trying to figure out, you know, do we do indoor seating, do we not, and you know, we literally go back and forth every day, and, you know, we still have decided, you know, we don't feel safe opening inside, even though we technically can. So we're trying to get creative and figure out what we can do outside, you know, try and create a, you know, winter wonderland, you know, outside, and
yeah,
kind of do it like the Europeans do and bundle up, hang out by a fire pit and drink some hot toddies and you know, make the best of it.
You get a big pot of mulled wine going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, my business partner's from Poland, so we have plenty of mulled wine and hot alcoholic drinks to go with our food menu. So
just to make sure I'm getting this, you never opened up for indoor seating. You had to close down like everybody else in March, and then when the restrictions lifted, you made the determination, you know what, it's too small of a space to try to put people in here.
Yes, we actually, believe it or not, I think we did one evening inside, and that was probably in July on like a rainy Friday night. You know, we probably had two tables in here, and at that point, you know, people still weren't feeling very comfortable about being inside. And, you know, to be totally honest, we haven't needed the inside, because, you know, who wants to sit inside when it's, you know, 85 degrees out at night? I mean, you know, having that extra outdoor space, I mean, not every restaurant has that capability, and we're super lucky, you know, to have as much space outside as we have. You know, we were able to have a really good summer financially and still be responsible and not, you know, not push it, you know, keep our capacity at a certain level and keep people safe. You know, you had a mass exodus from the city, and we had a ton of tourists who just wanted to get out of the city and come up here and be in nature and, you know, find our little creek bar in the woods. You know, it was a pretty magical summer, you know, all things considered.
Now, again, it's good that worked for you, but understanding that, you know, it's a business with really thin margins, whether it's
sure,
food or drink or both. And what makes those margins is doing enough turnover of customers, getting people in.
Absolutely.
to do the business. For your friends and people, colleagues in your business that you talk to, how have they been handling these restrictions? Have they been more inclined to try to get people in, and are they making it?
Well, it's certainly tough. I'm from New Jersey, originally from Asbury Park, and I have a lot of friends in Asbury that have restaurants, and, you know, it's more of an urban setting. So, you know, doing enough outdoor seating to sort of, you know, offset your indoor seating, it's not easy. You know, in Asbury, they shut down a lot of the streets and they allow people to expand out into the road, but, you know, not everybody can do that, and especially now with winter kicking in, that's all kind of going away. And, you know, it's a major challenge. I mean, you have to be creative, and, you know, we're a creative group, and we kind of think a little bit differently than other people may. So we just try to adapt and figure it out, you know, kind of, you know, accept the challenge and just kind of make it work as best we can until spring kicks back in and the warm weather lets us go outside again. I mean, we're still outside. I mean, mid-November and we're still operating outdoors only. I mean, I have fire pits, people, you know, I got, you know, people standing around the fire, they stand around the patio heater, you know, obviously socially distant, but they just want to feel normal on some level.
So I understand what you've done and how you've addressed this and that it is working for you. That said, when you look at the various restrictions that have come and gone over the past, whatever it's been now, 8 months, do you feel at all that people that serve drinks have been disproportionately targeted by these, that bars are being treated different than restaurants?
Well, I mean, I do just because, and I don't necessarily disagree with it, but you know, I mean, listen, it's out. People drink, they loosen up, they kind of forget about, you know, safety and precautions and, you know, being, you know, 6 feet apart and all this kind of stuff. So I totally get why, you know, there are the restrictions that there are, you know, in this particular industry. I mean, you know, you go to a grocery store, you're wearing your mask the whole time. There's no reason to take your mask off. In a restaurant, you know, obviously you have to eat, you have to drink. You know, it's kind of hard to, it's just a different, it's a different industry. So I think it's harder to kind of, you know, manage those restrictions.
Yeah, and especially with the lowered inhibitions, as you're saying,
exactly.
Is a major factor.
And again, that's why, you know, I have a different kind of business. I mean, it's more like people come, they eat, they drink, they leave. It's not like people are standing around for 3 or 4 hours getting hammered at the bar. It's kind of a more casual, mm-hmm. you know, setup, different than like a, you know, than a music venue or a, you know, a nightclub or something like that.
Right. So that said, are you going to try to stay open all winter, and do you think you'll be successful even if additional restrictions may come down?
We're definitely going to try. You know, like I said, my business partner is European, and in Europe, people kind of operate a little bit differently. They're a little bit more adventurous, a little bit more willing to, you know, get dressed up in gloves and a hat and sit around a fire. But, you know, we're working on a couple different ideas with mini greenhouses, which you're seeing a couple different venues around the, you know, tri-state area doing that, and, you know, doing some private, like dining pods, we're calling them. We're going to give that a try and see how that works and, you know, hope for the best. If we have to shut down for, you know, a month or two and kind of reassess and kind of get ourselves through winter, I mean, we're going to do what we have to do. But we're going to try. We're going to try and stay out as long as we can.
All right. Well, Jason Thompson of High Voltage in Mountaindale, High Voltage Catskills. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with what comes next.
Thank you next. So much.
All right. This is Radio Catskill, where your community radio station. Again, that was Jason Thompson with High Voltage Catskills in Mountaindale, talking about restaurant restrictions that keep shifting and different ways that restaurants are getting creative to handle it. This is Radio Catskill.
It's my desire.
It's my desire.
It's my desire.
Danger, danger.
Greetings, it's Cassie from Rare Pair Radio. Honestly, community radio is really important. I mean, think about it. How many people in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania don't have reliable internet access? I mean, what the heck? How else are you going to find out about great music and local news? Help keep us on the air. Give what you can at wjffradio.org.